Our friendship born in 2012. Two brothers fight for justice, giggles, and bromance. One wears leathers and a helmet. The other wears odd socks. Alone they are weak, but together they be hard like lead and wet like sock. They are Nerd Socks!
Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Lead Sox cast. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon down here. It's 4:30 p.m. and the sun's out shining and it's a friggin' awesome day. How you going, Leadpin?
I'm going good, man. I'm going good.
So we didn't get to record last night and we've actually had quite a few messages saying, where's the podcast? So that's actually a really positive sign.
Yeah. A lot of people have contacted me saying how much they enjoyed the show. So that's really, really awesome to hear.
Yeah. So I think we're off to a good start with this little gig. I'm glad people thought our sense of humor was funny.
Yeah. I don't think I'm funny at all. You're a pretty funny guy. So I think you stole the show the last time.
No, I think we bounce off each other pretty well. I don't think I'd be as funny without you.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Look, one thing I wanted to talk about today. I had a bit of a busy week.
Yeah.
My mum's been in hospital. It's nothing serious. She's just had an operation, and they're just keeping her in there for a little while.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which I'll be talking about more during Days of Our Madge. But one thing that happened to me couple of days ago, actually, it was Friday. I went in and visited her, and she's in one of the big hospitals here south of the river. Yeah. In Perth, and she's in a shared room, so there's four people in her room. So there's, you know, two on the left wall and two on the right wall. She's on the right wall. She had to go down to radiology to get some sort of scan done while I was visiting her, so they come and got her and they wheeled her bed out and, you know, took her off. So I was just sitting there, you know, diddling on my phone. And then I had this strong smell of shit just come, like, wafting through. And there's three other patients there. And the nurse is with one of the patients. And it is really strong. But, you know, the lady next to my mum is quite old. She's probably been in her 90s. So, you know, it's just one of those things you just deal with when you're in a hospital. It's like, yep, shit smell. Smells disgusting, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, the nurse comes out dealing with the other patient. You know, they had the curtains closed, the whole deal. Comes out, gets this, like, orange, like, really strong orange diffuser spray that gets rid of, like, the smell, and started spraying it all around me. Like, I was the one that smelled like shit. Like, what the hell is this? What are you doing?
The old lady in the bed next to your mum was probably like, oh, the smell wasn't here until he walked in.
Blame old fatty.
Yeah. You didn't roll until he shit again the other night, did you?
No, at least I would have hoped I noticed it. Unless it was one propped under my man boob. Festering under there, I haven't noticed. I actually did promise one of our listeners that we wouldn't talk about poo that much, so that promise is already broken within a couple of minutes of the show. Sorry about that. We've over the past few months, I think, you spotted a clanger of a number plate a couple of months ago. What did the number plate say?
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to go to Instagram to have a look, see what that was.
I think it was like clit liquor or clit dicker or something.
Yeah, something to do with clits. Something to do with clits. Where is it? I'm just scrolling through now. I can't even remember how far back it was.
And if you want to follow us on Instagram, you can follow Leadpin at Leadpin. And I think the I is a one in the pin.
It is, yeah. It's a one.
And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's mainly pictures of dogs and weird shit I find. So I wear off socks.
Yeah, so the number plate is Clit Dripper, and it's spelled C-L-I-T-D-R-I-P-R. So I don't know, how do you go into the licensing department and request that? I don't know. It's just so blatantly rude. Funny as hell. Like, the guy, congrats to the guy for getting that through, but how do you do it?
Yeah, like there just seems to be no sort of censorship with the plates in WA. I found one over the weekend. And it's funny, I'm not sure if it's just a Perth thing, because we've got a listener, Corey. He commented on our Facebook page when I posted the picture from the weekend. He said the RTA, which I think would probably be Sydney, New South Wales, rejected his motorbike plate, which was 69 please, 69 PLZ.
Oh.
So, yeah, but the one that I saw was had like two knuckles deep. So it was two NUKLSDP. So two knuckles deep. But what made it worse is they've got a surround around the number plate. So, and it says, if you're not two knuckles deep, you're not deep enough.
Holy shit, man. How do they get away with that? Like, how... Sorry, you go.
Maybe, I don't know whether it's the... Like, surely the cops would pick them up.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it.
That's just what I was about to say. Like, if you were driving that car and a cop pulled in behind you, what do you do? Like, I'd be shitting my pants. But again, it's car drivers.
And it... car drivers. it's risky, too, because they're not cheap. Personalized number plates.
Yeah, I know. They cost like a certain amount of dollars per letter or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think if you get the base one, which is, you know, just whatever you want, I think it's about $400 or $500 in WA.
Crazy.
God knows what it is in other states. but if you want to check out your clit dripper,
yeah.
Follow Leadpin on Instagram. If you want to check out the photo that I saw, that I took, sorry, of the number plate, just hit us up on Facebook, the Lead Sox Cast. Yeah, so what else has been happening with you, man?
Oh, not much, man. I don't know if we want to get into the emotional stuff or not, or if we want to keep it funny, but yeah, I had a pretty bad experience over the last few months, and that came to a head today. So... yeah, a little bit sad about that, but I guess it's life, right?
Yeah, things are a bit raw still.
Very raw, yeah. Yeah, but
you know what it means? You know what it means?
What's that?
You need a wingman now.
I need a wingman, yes.
Can I be your wingman?
You can, definitely. You've proved to be a good wingman in the past, so it's all good.
Oh, sweet. Look at that. Fishing for compliments gets the compliments.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably it started out, you know, through the I met this girl through YouTube, so it's an internet thing, and I don't know, I'm still undecided whether I want to talk about it on the internet, whether I'm going to talk about it on YouTube or on here. I'm not 100% sure, but just a very bad experience, something I thought was going to be completely awesome that dragged on for months and months and months, and it just got to the point now where enough's enough, and had to pull the pin. So it hurts, but move on and try and get the funny lead pin back.
That damn internet. We've got to burn it. Burn it. But that's the thing with internet relationships. I've been in one before, and you tend to get very close very quickly. And I think people tend to be dismissive of it quite quickly if they haven't been in an internet relationship, and sort of brush it off like it's not a real relationship. They are actually quite intense. So
yeah,
we'll make sure we make you laugh.
That sounds good. Thanks.
And on that point, I hope you've got some news articles.
I've got a few news articles here.
Okay, because you know what's coming up.
I know.
Should I cue the music?
Yeah, cue the music.
Nuisance.
It's nuisance news.
Nuisance news.
So last week I managed to stifle my giggles from you.
You did very well.
Yeah, I think I think my tactic of the odd news articles proved quite constructive.
Yeah.
So if you missed out on our episode last week, basically this is nuisance news. So what we have to do is one of us will pick five news articles. And they'll go through and just maybe read the first paragraph so it makes sense. of each news article. While they're trying to read the news article, the other person will be there to distract them and try and make them laugh. And if they laugh, they lose. But, Leadpin, if you get to all the way through, you you actually win this round. So I've got to try my best to make you giggle. Bit of a caveat, though. I think you didn't have much time to prepare any jokes last week. And you were a bit off the cuff with a lot of them and put on the spot. Whereas I've had a whole week to devise my giggle armory? Giggle ammo?
That's...
No, giggle ammo. Giggle ammo.
Giggle ammo. That's why I'm going to go through this whole segment with my headphones off so I can't hear you.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Okay, so where'd you... Ooh, you can probably hear Tilly. Where'd you get the first article from?
All right, well, actually, all the articles are going to be from the dailytelegraph.com.au.
Ooh.
And the first one, do you want me to kick off with the first one?
Yeah, just read the title and then get into it, and I'll start trying to make you laugh.
Okay, so the title of this one is Burger King Customer Buys All Apple Pies as Child Screams and Punches His Mum Behind Him.
What?
Yeah, I almost laughed at that too. Okay, so a man was in a queue at Burger King fast food restaurant in the US when a when a mother and child lined up behind him. And
you know what I reckon they should come out with? Yeah. Do you remember that cartoon back in the 80s, He-Man?
Yeah.
Well, I reckon I'd make a really good cheap knockoff version of He-Man. I could be He-Muffin.
No.
He muffin.
I had the greatest days. Stop it. I had the greatest days and I had a headache. No. First story.
That was a chuckle. Oh, you're getting close.
I'm getting very close. It was a very long line and I was at the end of it waiting patiently. When behind me comes this woman yapping on her cell phone with a little monster child. The kid was out of control, screaming, punching, and his mother throwing the Game Boy around his mother whenever something didn't go right in the game, the man posted on Reddit.
You know, I used to think, you know, when I was growing up, I used to be an overweight kid. I'm still pretty overweight now.
Yeah.
And I used to be so overweight that I used to think my penis had moobs, like man boobs. So I went to the doctor and they told me that they were testicles.
Oh, no. No. I decided to ruin their
related,
day.
I have chest testicles.
Every pie left in addition to many burgers, the man continued. Turned out to be 23 pies in total. I take my order and walk to the exit. Moments later, I hear the woman yelling, "What do you mean you don't have any pies left? Who bought them all?" So that is that story, the news story. I kind of almost failed. I chuckled a couple of times in that one. You
chuckled.
Crazy bastard.
Wasn't...
Can I laugh now? I'm not telling a story.
Yeah, okay. We'll make it that you can laugh in between.
Okay, cool. Because you didn't laugh in between. You managed to stay strong through the whole damn thing.
Look, man, it's just all in the mind, that poker face.
I'm just a giggly guy.
You are. You're a bit of a chuckler. That's why I love you.
All right, so the next news story, also from the Daily Telegraph, is UK man fined for terrifying mourners in a cemetery by making woo noises. All right.
Mm.
A man has been arrested after terrifying mourners in a cemetery by making ghost noises and violently throwing himself backwards.
I heard you were named after an Egyptian god.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah, Anus.
Oh.
Anus?
Oh. The Mirror reports that Anthony Stellard... No, stop laughing, Len, you dick. Anthony Stellard had been kicking the football around a graveyard with a friend while making ghostly noises close to people visiting the graves of loved ones.
Biblical times sounded so tasty. Do you think? Like, you know that Moses guy?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to write the ten condiments.
Did that bird just laugh outside?
I can't. This is actually really hard because I can't tell whether you're quiet because you want to laugh or because the joke is really bad.
I'm quiet because I want to laugh. really bad.
Okay, cool.
Prosecutors told a UK court that while the football was going on, geez, man, I can't even fucking read. I'm just freaking out about these jokes that you're throwing at me. The defendant was effectively singing loudly and being disrespectful among the graves. He was throwing himself backwards, waving his arms about, going, woo. I'm assuming he was pretending to be a ghost. No shit, Mr. Lawyer, Defender, Dude, Thingy-Majig, Prosecutor, whatever he is. His lawyer, Denise Saunders, said he has accepted that his behavior, if it had been outside of the cemetery, would not have been inappropriate. Yeah, well, fair enough, right? But inside the cemetery, while people were grieving for their loved ones, it might be. It might be. It definitely is. What an idiot.
So he's going around spooking people.
He's going around spooking people. And the city of Hampshire fined him $60 and made him pay $40 victim surcharge and $40 in court costs.
Hampshire.
I wonder if court costs are that cheap over here. If so, I wouldn't mind going to court every day, all day, every day, $40. Sounds like it's getting steal to me.
And the Judge Judes.
Judge Judes. All right. Okay, I don't know. Mate, did I fail that one? I thought I laughed.
I didn't hear you laugh. Okay. If the listeners picked it out, I didn't hear it.
Try and edit it out.
Okay, so you're on your third
on
now.
On to the third, yeah. A Brazilian woman, Adriana, is told on Radio Globos, the time is now program. Okay, so there's a program. This is just weirdly written. There's a radio show called Globos, and there's a segment called The Time Is Now. And she's told on that program that her husband is, in fact, her long-lost half-brother.
Oh, you've got to get a new article. I have to butt in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did this one last week. I did that article last week.
Did you?
Yeah, it was on a different website, but it's exactly the same
thing. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I heard Globos and I was like, oh, that sounds familiar.
Okay, all right. Well, we got another one here. It's got a video, so I hope there's a bit of good story behind it as well.
Okay, cool.
All right, Cyclops Lamb born...
Oh. Man, you took yourself out of the game.
Oh, man, I'm looking at the title and the video loaded up and there's this lamb with one eye.
Oh, no. That's 2-0. Oh, you defused yourself.
Shit. That was a freaking disaster right there.
2-0. Wow.
I couldn't even get through the title of the story. Cyclops lamb born with one eye in Turkey emerges in unverified video. Man, that is bullshit. Look at this guy.
You've undone yourself.
Oh, fucking.
But
I'm just a giggler.
But I didn't make you laugh, so should that count?
I don't know. Should it?
Well,
and it was during the title as well.
True, yeah. So yeah, it makes me feel a bit impotent because I wasn't the one that made you laugh.
All right, cool.
All right. So I think on that fact we'll continue. We'll give you some leeway, Mr. Leadpin.
All right. So the title, as I read out before, is Cyclops Lamb Born with One Eye in Turkey Emerges in Unverified Video. And there's pictures all over here, so I'm probably going to giggle throughout this whole friggin' thing. The lamb was unveiled by a Turkish farmer who was seen holding him in his arms while wrapped in a blanket.
I like to get an industrial tape measure, unwind the entire thing, and then insert it up my stinky spinky and pretend I have a tapeworm.
On YouTube, Grumpy Grabo wrote, seems legit.
My stinky spinky.
On YouTube, Grumpy Gravo wrote, seems legit, the autonomous balance correcting movements of its legs. No, compose yourself. What you just said keeps running through my freaking head, man.
What, stinky?
Yes.
Yes! Stinky, stinky. I knew when I wrote that down, when I prepared, I was like, got to make bum sound funny. And I was like, stinky, stinky.
Stinky. Fucking hell. Man, if you could see the image of this lamb and say stinky, spinky, you got to put it on the page. Look at the face of this lamb and say stinky, spinky to yourself. You'll piss yourself because it looks like his face is a stinky, spinky. Dead set. I'll keep this news story. You got to put that picture up there.
Yeah, cool. All right. We'll definitely put them up on the interweb. So it's 2-0. It's officially 2-0 now. I made you laugh.
Yeah. And what was that, three news stories? I got through two?
Yeah, we got halfway.
Fucking hell.
But remember, I am being kind because I did have a whole week to prepare these.
You did.
And I've still got a couple left, which I'll save for 2 weeks' time when it's my turn again to make you laugh.
You bastard.
Look, I can't help it if you're chuckling.
Damn dogs running around like fools. Go lie down to it.
So I was thinking during the week, you know when you've been listening to the radio and you don't quite catch the lyrics right?
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, all right, I've got this down pat. One of the big songs, and it wasn't just me that had mistaken these lyrics. It was basically everyone in my group of friends in high school had mistaken these lyrics. It was Jebediah's Leaving Home.
Okay.
And basically the main chorus is, I'll put a link to on our website, to the song, but basically it goes, you know, leaving home. Anyway, they say it's so funny that I thought they were saying Lang Bang How.
Lang Bang How.
Lang Bang How. So and what made it even more awesome was there was a kid in our class. His name was Andrew Lang.
Yeah.
And we used to call him Lang Bang.
Lang Bang.
So when we heard this song, it was a Lang Bang How. I was like, well, this is awesome. And it was, you know, it just erupted through this group of friends, a Lang Bang How, you know, as a song, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
What made it even better is somehow this band managed to play at a concert at our school, like during lunchtime.
Jebediah did.
Yeah, Jebediah did. Back in the 90s in the Rocco world.
Yeah.
They came down, yeah. So that's officially the only concert I've been to was this, you know, high school music giggy thing.
Holy shit. You've never been to a concert before?
No, I hate crowds.
Yeah, same here. Fuck them.
So anyway, of course, like we already, you know, we knew about Lang Bang How.
Yeah.
When they start singing it, oh my God. Everyone is like in our group of friends are just like Lang Bang How, and we're pushing, you know what you're like when you're 15, you're pushing him around, you're giving him a bit of a punch in the head. You're Lang Bang, Lang Bang How. So anyway, my girlfriend, I had a girlfriend at the time, you know, high school love. And, you know, I was repeating to her the whole story, like, you know, it was so awesome, you know, they sung that Lang Bang How, and she's like, what? Because she was quite grungy and into alternative music.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I was like, oh, Lang Bang How? And, you know, trying to sound all cool, like, yeah, you know, I listen to your music. And she's just like, that's not one of their songs. I'm like, yeah, it's called Lang Bang How. And I was like, you know, it goes, Lang Bang How. And she's like, it's Leaving Home.
Oh, wow. That's like, did the relationship end right there?
No, almost. Almost. It actually caused a fight. Because, you know, this was back in, you know, 97. Lyrics weren't easily, you know, to come across on the internet and you had to dial up and stuff. So this feud went on for a while.
Oh.
But yeah, then I had to swallow it and sort of not look at my friend the same.
Yeah.
Because knowing I was leaving home. But I didn't let on to anyone else that it wasn't actually Lang Bang How.
Until now. Yeah, I've got one as well where, and I never really, I thought I was the only one, but there's a song called, I think it's Tiny Dancer by Elton John. And
okay.
In the song, he pretty much says, hold me closer, tiny dancer. And I always thought that he said, hold me closer, Tony Danza, the American actor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the whole time, and like when he came out as gay, I was like, oh, it kind of makes sense. He probably really has a thing for this Tony Danza guy, and hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Wow, Tony Danza.
Yeah, yeah. And then I figured out that a lot of people actually thought that were the lyrics back in the day. So kind of crazy.
It's funny. There's another song. My current girlfriend actually loves it. It's called Like a G6 by Far East Movement.
Oh, I hate that song.
I don't mind it, but when I first heard it.
Yeah.
Because before I met my girlfriend, I mainly listened to mainly metal,
right.
And this is quite a dancey track.
Yeah,
and I was, sort of heard it, and I was like, "What?" I thought they were saying like a cheese stick. And typical fat guy response. I automatically regret
like a cheese stick. Oh yeah. Man,
we've got a running thing now. I admit on the podcast that I know that it's G6.
Yeah.
But when I hear it when I'm in the car with my girlfriend, I'm always going to say it's cheese sticks.
And that pisses her off, I bet.
It does, yeah. Nice. Yeah, she's easily wound up.
I got two more real quick ones. One that really, really annoys me is that singer Calvin Harris. He's got a song called Drinking from the Bottle with, I think it's...
Yes!
Yeah, Tiny yes. Temper. And every time I heard that song, I thought he was saying, tonight we're drinking from the bowl. And I'm like,
yes.
Is this yes. some sort of toilet reference? Are you drinking piss water or shit water or something like that?
I never referred it to the toilet, but that, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I always.
The old chocolate slush.
Every time I heard it, I just pictured these guys drinking from the toilet bowls. It was crazy. And the other one was...
It would be a good dog song, though. Dogs.
Yes, it would be.
Drinking from the bowl.
That would be great if he did like a little sort of play on that song and he released a music video with a whole lot of dogs running towards a bowl and like drinking out of the bowl and shit like that. That would be awesome.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
The other song is, because I'm like you, I'm into a lot of heavy metal stuff and rock and all that kind of gear. And one of my favorite bands, Slipknot, had a song, and I first heard this song years ago, like, geez, when I was a lot younger, and that's Wait and Bleed, one of their real big hits. And,
awesome song, awesome song. Awesome. Even the clip's really good as well.
Yeah, and in the song, I think coming up to the chorus, or in the chorus, I can't remember it is, he says that he's going to wait in his shell and bleed, but I always thought... Yeah. That he said he's going to wait in Michelle and bleed, like in Michelle as in the girl. I thought, oh, that's kind of like a morbid sexual reference. Like you're going to be banging Michelle and then, I don't know.
That's some Cannibal Corpse shit right there.
You get some foreskin rub wrong and end up bleeding off in Michelle.
Forced bar mitzvah.
Oh, man.
Ouch. Yeah. I think on that note, we should move to something else. And I bring to you this episode of Days of Our Madge.
Oh, you know, chops from bloody hell. That's clever, that is. Went for me bloody fate. This is my bloody fate. Oh, my bloody ass. It's slimy. It's soft. Don't you look at me like that.
In it.
Remember now. So, in this segment, I like to collect some highlights of my mum, Madge. My mum is, she's in her 70s. She had me later in life, so... yeah, she's just got this weird sense about her, and she just says whatever the hell she wants, and you know she can be quite aggressive at times, which I find hilarious.
Yeah.
So I've grown up around it, and you know I used to find it intimidating as a kid. Now I just find it hilarious. So, ironically, I actually discovered today that the acronym for Days of Our Madge is actually Doom.
It is too, isn't it?
Yeah. So Madge is in hospital at the moment. She's just going, she had a minor operation done, and they're just keeping her in there for a week because she's got to have another minor operation done. So I didn't get to record that many highlights, but my mummy, she's very loud, as you can gather from that intro, and probably later on when I play the highlights of Madge's week that I covertly recorded. She can be quite aggressive and quite loud. She doesn't have an inside voice. Particularly, this is a problem in the hospital, in a shared room. So we're sitting down there, and she starts just raveling off just all this stuff, what she likes, what she dislikes, who's pissed her off, you know, who she's happy with. And she'll go so far as to tell me what the other patients have got wrong with them. And they're right there. Yeah. And it's like, Mum, shut up. And it's like, and when she gets started, it's like trying to silence a T-Rex. Like, you just can't. Like, there's just no way of silencing her. So, yeah, she just doesn't give a fuck, basically. So everywhere you go with her, you're just like holding a hand grenade. She's going to, you know, explode at any moment.
Oh, that's great, though. It's, I'd love to have someone like that in my life, just some sort of loose cannon. I think out of my family, that's probably me. I tend to say shit before I think about it, which I've probably done 100 times in this podcast so far.
Like, well, that comes out in your motor vlogs.
Yeah, it does, well, doesn't it?
You get a bit of heat for it every now and then, which is a bit funny. you and Madge will probably get along really well.
Probably will do, yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be interesting. I still think we need to have Madge on the show. She'd be friggin' awesome.
Yeah, we got to organise and get her on the show. She can do a... Actually, I've got some great ideas, and we'll put them into motion. I won't reveal them yet. But, yes, I shall speak to you off-air about that.
Excellent. Sounds good.
So, yeah, one of the things with Madge is she's always at war with her dog, Tilly. It's a constant war. I swear, Tilly just trolls Madge 24/7. So Tilly, she's a little Maltese Jack Russell Shih Tzu cross. She's mostly Jack Russell. People who listen to our podcast last week would have heard the shenanigans of Tilly already.
Yeah.
And you can, if you want to check out her photo, you can on the Lead Sox webpage. But constantly, it's literally like they're having arguments, Madge and Tilly. So this is what this week's highlights are all about. It's just basically, there's a few off the cuff remarks that Madge has made, but it's mainly just her and how she relates with the dog. So I shall let it play now, and you can see what Madge is like.
Let's hear it.
Just the highlights of her week?
Yeah, highlights of the week.
Here we go.
We're at the back. This bloody stay out there. It was Perth. So he should. Oh, he gets on my nerves when they keep on about him. I don't care. I still say what I say. I'm under scratch. It's bloody lick. Got me bloody mad with it on the blanket. What I mean? Tilly, stop it. And then you've got a bloody big tongue. Come in here, Tilly. Hey, get round here. Don't start, Tilly. Come on. Get round here. Get up here. Lay down. Lay down. No, Tilly. No. Shut your gob. No. Tilly, I said no. Start. You know when she's round the back of my chair because she's feeling it bumpy. Don't look at me like that. Oi. Stop it. Lay down. Come on. Lay down. That's it. Behave yourself. Tilly. Lay down. Lay down. She's up herself, is she? Come on, get up here. Come on, up here. Up. Come on. Lay down and behave yourself. Stop it. Tilly, look in the blanket.
So, yeah, guess what? Guess how long a period of time that was recorded over?
I don't know. That sounded like a lot of content there. That's probably like a couple of weeks, but I know it's been 1 week because we did the show last week and you didn't have anything.
It was basically just a couple of hours.
You're joking me.
That whole thing was just a couple of hours, literally an hour and a half.
I was thinking to myself, how did you get this much in 1 week? Because you had nothing for the show last week. I was thinking, that is a lot of content and over a few hours.
That's a lot of match. Yeah, that's what she's like. And that's what it's like when you're trying to watch TV. I was just out in the same room with her, trying to watch TV, and that's just basically what happens between her and her dog.
Oh, man, watching TV in your house must be friggin' annoying.
And where the dog's growling? Yeah. That's it. Like, Madge sits in her chair with a blanket over her, so it's basically growling at the blanket.
Oh, no, is it trying to pull the blanket off her?
Yeah, no, it's just growling at the blanket for no other reason.
Oh, yeah. Because the blanket's got the best spot in the house.
Yeah, and then she licks it when she's on there. Stop licking the blanket.
Oh, shit.
During the week, I had quite a rude awakening one morning. It's an instinctive reaction. I'm sure you get it when you're a parent, but when you have animals in the house, there's certain things that you can hear in the dead of night. You know, you could be dead asleep and you'll start hearing them, and you're just gonna shit the bed. You're gonna race out there and just try and solve the problem that's happening. Animal puking.
Oh, animal puking.
Whether it's cats or dogs, they both make the same noise, and as soon as you hear it, it's like, it's literally like an air raid siren for puke in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
You just hear that. So the other morning, I was fast asleep. Like, I was in a really deep sleep. And I heard Tilly, because Mum has been in hospital. Tilly's been sleeping with me. I heard Tilly just jump off the bed and start going. And that's it. I'm up. Tilly, where are you? Tilly, And I'm not a small dude, and I've got like this little narrow way to get out of bed because my room is fairly small. And I'm like, Tilly, where the hell are you, Tilly? And she's over in the corner, right where my prized Superman comic is. It's Superman Red Sun, I think it's called.
Oh, okay.
It's the one where it's an alternative universe thing where he's in. He gets raised in the Soviet Union. It's actually a really good story. But anyway, she's threatening to puke on my Superman comic. And I'm just like, oh, my God, dog, get away.
Collector's edition.
Get away. Yeah. So I managed to pick her up, and she's still she's already dropped the bit. So I, shove her away, try to get her towards the tiles and off the carpet. And then she just walks back on the carpet. Just that last bit. And I know cats do it too, because I used to have cats, and they are the worst because they're fur balls.
Yeah,
and they look like shit, and they stink.
Yeah, I got the same thing with my two dogs, man. Bert, the little one, the old guy, he doesn't do it all that much. He's done it a couple of times, but for some reason, Muggsy seems to do it fairly often. I've taken him for checkups. They're like, nah, he's good. Maybe something just went down the wrong, the wrong pipe or something like that when he's eaten. But you'll hear it. Like, I'll be sitting at the computer or I'll be sleeping, whatever it is. Like you said, as soon as you start hearing it, you just, boom, wide awake. Reality just slaps you in the face and you're just running around the house trying to find the little fucker. And I've got a small gap under my bed that I can't fit into, even if I lie flat on the floor. I can't get under there.
No.
But he can get under there and he gets right into the middle and he just heaves up this nasty thing. And it's always this real slimy fucking saliva brownie. Oh, it's just crap. Sometimes it's got grass in it and you're like, oh, fuck. And I can't get there. So what it means is I've got to take the mattress off the bed. I've got to lift the freaking bed frame up. And this is, sometimes at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, you got work in a few hours time. And I'm there with the bed frame leaning against the damn wall trying to clean up all this shit. And then you got your different chemicals you got to put on the carpet cleaner so it doesn't stink you out for the rest of the night. Sometimes I look at him because he usually bolts away. He comes back a few minutes later to try and make up, but those first few minutes, he's so lucky that he manages to find the hiding places that he does, because I want to do one of those Jackie Chan, run up to him, jump both feet in the air and just connect him in his little chest when he does that. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but then you'd end up getting a power chuck all over you. I'd be like the Matrix.
Yeah. Fucking hell, man. I can't. Yeah, that stuff shits me right off. Dog puke, dog shit, cat shit. Just don't do it in the house. Go and puke outside.
Yeah, see, yeah, Mike, the cats that I used to have were indoor. And the dog that I used to have at the time used to love going to the litter tray. Mm. And, yeah, used to think it was some sort of kitty buffet,
oh.
The cat treat. So you've either got the dog puke, the cat shit, the random dog shit, or the dog eating the cat shit.
And what about, I don't know if you get to it quick enough, but sometimes the dog will try and eat up its own puke as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that gets me going. That just gets me going.
Can you just imagine being a dog that's like, bleh. Oh, yummy. Yeah.
This just came out of me for some reason. I want it back in. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Bloody weird, man.
Damn animals. All right. I think we're on that note, I think that's enough shit and puke and piss and eating puke and eating poo. we got quite a few questions this week from our lovely listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to, since we didn't record last night, I made a bit of a song, a bit of an intro. And I haven't actually sent this to you to give your seal of approval.
Yeah,
so
first time hearing
it. Yeah, I'm going to gauge your reaction on this little gem. So, yes, questions and answers from the audience.
I have a question. Questiony quest. Time to answer questions.
Oh, man, you've done a fucking awesome job for all the songs of these segments. That is epic.
Thanks, man. I actually really like it. I'm just going to play it again because I actually really like this one.
Yeah, do it.
And it's only 10 seconds.
I have a question. Questiony quest. Time to answer questions.
So, yeah, we'll be grace with that every week. As long as we keep getting questions, I'll play that tune.
I love it, man. I love it. Holy shit.
So, the first question we have...
Mm. I still love that song.
yeah. I have a question.
Questiony question.
Okay. So, David, if you want to partake in this questions and answers, you can ask us absolutely anything and we will answer them. And the questions are to both of us. So I know a lot of you like to ask Leadpin about his motorcycles. Feel free to ask those questions as well. I'm a bit of a motorcycle noob, so it will be good to get those questions as well. Like, if you can't think of any others, I would prefer questions that we can both partake in. But
just on that, because I ride a motorcycle and I upload videos of me on a motorcycle, I'm not a motorcycle guru. I know nothing about motorcycles, so even some of the technical stuff, I don't know the answers to that. I'll try and answer as best as I can. But like Matt said, you want to kind of stick to the more general of topics.
You get that saddle rash?
Saddle rash, yes.
on those long rides, you need a little bit of a cushion. For your scrotes?
For the scrotes, I just wear one of those absorbent pads that the women wear at that time of the month. Duct tape a few of those babies together. It's nice and padded. Also stops the arse sweats.
So no one's going to be sniffing your bloody saddle.
No.
David on Facebook asks, if you were a superhero, what powers would you have and what would your hero name be?
Ooh, powers. I've always wanted to be able to fly.
Yeah, flying's awesome.
And I think my name would be Leadbird.
Leadbird, that'd be awesome.
yeah, I don't know. I want to think of something wacky and something silly, but If I had to answer the question completely honestly, I think flying would be about the best superpower I could have.
I'm going to go with an obscure one. I've actually thought about this in my personal life quite a bit, and I would love to have this power, is to be able to give people explosive diarrhea on command.
Oh!
So you've got an enemy, you've got someone you don't like, someone's pissing you off in a bar.
Explosive diarrhea.
Boom. Boy, man, can you imagine their reaction? Like, you know, they're in the club, they think they're hot shit, you know, they're doing the dance or whatever. Mate, instant shit will fuck you up.
Oh, man, that kind of makes me want to change mine. Like, keep it the same, but change it to being able to fly because you've got the super farts. Like, super farts that elevate you off the ground, and to keep up there, you just got to keep farting. Super farts. You could bend over in front of a bank, fart, blow the vault right open.
Super farts. Super farts. That's an awesome name, too, super farts.
Yeah. That could be the superhero name, super farts.
Yeah, that's it. I'd have Captain Brown Pants, but super fast. Like, that's just something you can just say with your chin held high, chest out, super fast.
Yeah, and once you've robbed the bank by blowing the vault door down with your ass, you walk out onto the street, you got all the cops there, the massive convoy, the street blocks, and all that kind of stuff. Just bend over, aim it in the direction of all the police, let go of a super fart, fuck them all up.
Man, yeah. Okay. With our powers combined, we take out the Avengers and the Justice League.
Oh, definitely. They won't get anywhere near us with a super fight.
So what could the combined name be? Super Browns.
Super Browns. The Brown Brothers.
Super Browns. I like that.
Oh, the Brown Brothers. That.
I like that. I'm gonna start on a comic. I'll learn how to draw, and yeah, we'll be there.
What
are we calling Brown it? Captain Pants and Super Farts.
We're calling it the Super Browns or the Brown Brothers.
Brown Brothers. Brown Brothers. That sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome. Okay. I'm still wondering, is this a racist thing or not? Because it's not intended to be racist at all.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, no, that's the first thing that popped in my head. I'm like, oh.
Oh, Brown Brothers. Okay. Maybe gaseous poopimus.
You know Telly Hose, the cigarette thing? Could be the smelly hose.
Done. Okay, smelly hose.
It could be female, though.
Oh. I don't mind a bit of cross-dressing.
Yeah, we can cross-dress.
As long as I'm wearing fishnets, I do like the fishnets.
Well, if you think about it, smelly hose, that's the way to go because wearing a dress, it's easy access. You don't have to be pulling pants down and shit because every time you do a super fart, it would tear your pants off. You could just lift the dress, do a super fart, and you're on your way. Super hose to
the
rescue.
You could wear a G-string.
Yeah.
You could wear a G-string and like that would give you like what would you call it? Super bursts?
Super bursts.
Because you're dividing it. It's like dividing and conquering.
Yeah.
From your flatulous maximus.
And I just realized I was talking about robbing banks and staving off the cops with super farts, and it's actually a superhero thing. I was talking about a super villain. But I'm sure you can use super farts for good. If there's a cat stuck in a tree, blow that fucker down.
Super farts?
Yeah.
Dog starts puking inside the house? Super farts.
Exactly.
Blow that fucker outside.
If there's a building on fire in the city, just crack a super fart. Get on the building next to it, super fart. That'll clear it off. Actually, no, it won't, because if you hold a flame up and you fart into it, that creates the opposite effect.
On the plus side, you wouldn't have anal pubes.
Anal pubes, yeah, exactly.
Speaking of which, this person who wrote in the next question has by far got the best Twitter handle I've ever seen. Grinding pube fuel. Grinding pube fuel. I mean, this guy, you know, I presume it's a guy, it could be a girl, but man, kudos, that is an awesome, awesome Twitter handle.
Yeah, like the other guy on Facebook, Spoofy McSperm or something like that.
Yes. Old spoofers.
Spoofy McSperm.
Yeah. Spoofy. Damn spoofs. There's a shout out to Spoofy McSperm. We don't know who you are, but we find you hilarious. So Grind and Pew Fuel on Twitter asks, what fetish can you just not understand?
Mm.
So what fetish can you not understand?
I don't know. I've never ever been able to wrap my head around the pooing on people fetish. And peeing on people.
Yeah.
I've never ever found that to be anywhere remotely sexual or a turn on. If I'm with someone and they're like, I got a load on board and I want to let it out all over your chest, that's it. That's the end of it.
When I'm in the mood and I find that stuff as a distraction. I want as little distractions. I want to be focused, game faced on. I don't want to be like backing up some, you know, little bit of a little bibbity bop in my bum. I want to be all clear and free.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, look, babe, we're going to get it on. Okay, sweet. I'm going to go to the toilet. I'm going to get all of the stuff that doesn't need to be involved in our sexual encounter. I'm going to let that all out. I'm going to get rid of it, and we're good to go. And I suggest you do that. I suggest you do the same, because I don't want to be the human toilet roll at the end of the act.
Yeah, and you've got to have a shower after that poop.
Yeah.
The before sex poop, it's customary to have a shower. You've got to clean that.
Yeah. I mean, that is just so far gone to me. I don't even think a breakup could solve that issue. Years and years of therapy, maybe, but I don't know.
The fetish that I completely agree with you in regards to, but that would have been my first choice, is the pooping and the peeing and possibly vomiting as well. I know that's a bit of a thing as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I think with mine, it's whether it's a fetish or a sexual act, but any sort of fisting.
Oh, yes.
I do not understand it. And I can't remember if we already have the explicit label on our iTunes podcast, but after this, we're going to be expliciting all over the place. But yeah, I just don't understand that, whether it's on a girl or a guy,
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, that doesn't tickle my fancy either. No.
So I'm not sure if that really counts as a fetish. I guess that's more of a sexual. The other thing is I guess diapers, that diaper play.
Oh yeah.
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 I mean, look, if it's between consenting adults and you guys are happy to do whatever, that's fine, but yeah, just for me personally, I just don't understand it. If you're happy, you know, exploring that, go ahead.
Yeah.
But it's not for me.
Like Matt says, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. But don't be coming into my house and wanting to shit on my bed, piss on my face.
Don't you be going grind that pew fuel.
Yeah. I ain't gonna wear no nappy for you. Oh man, that is some sick shit. Some sick shit.
Okay. Damon on Facebook asks, what is a question you really want answered? I actually like this question. It's sort of like putting it back out. Like, what's a question that, it's a question about a question. It's like totally meta.
It is, yeah. I think for me it'll change from time to time. I don't think I could have one question that I'd want answered.
Mm. At the moment, the question I want answered, I would have to say, tick-tock, I'm trying to think of one.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be some dead air, I think, because I didn't prepare for this question very well.
No, well, I mean, you have a think about it, but for me, with what's going on recently, I think the question I want answered is... why can't we just switch off that section of our mind? If there's something going on, how do we just stop thinking about it altogether? I think that would solve a lot of problems, not only when it comes to relationships, but when it comes to a lot of things that that upset you, that scare you, and all that kind of stuff. Just, I don't know. Mm. Yeah. I want a good...
Just being able to shut off that part of the brain.
Yeah. I want a good answer to that. There's got to be a way.
Yeah, it always makes me envious of people that, because I'm a big sufferer of anxiety, and it always amazes me how some people can just be so flamboyant in the face of the unknown. I guess I'd have to share that one. Yeah. That would be my questions, like how can you do that? I know the whole thing, fake it till you make it, but I think that's a whole lot of bullshit anyway, that whole expression. Yeah. But yeah, like a lot of my closest friends suffer with the same sort of anxiety as well. So it's not just like random people or, there's not very many people that actually have anxiety. It's like a huge,
it's massive.
You know, everyone gets anxious from time to time, but yeah, it's just that.
And when you're going through like a stressful time, I'm sure you would have had it. Everyone's done it at some point. Like, I'd be stressing out about something, and if it involves another person, that person might say, well, I can't talk about that right now because I don't want to stress out. And I'm like, well, you know what the situation is, whatever it may be. It's already in your mind. You know what the outcome could potentially be. You know what's going on. How do you just stop thinking about it because you don't want to stress out? Because I can't stop thinking about it, and I'm stressing out. That's the question I want to ask.
And then you feel like you're obsessing about it. I think okay. This is going to – I think we're going to go off topic here, but the question I want answered is homosexuality or any other sort of sexual orientation – is it really judged by birth?
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
See, I always, I'm going to say the whole thing, but from my perspective, it's very dangerous to put things on people saying that they're born like that. Yeah. It's just a dangerous precedent, whether it's race, religion, whatever, even sexual orientation. You might have a predisposition to a certain sexual orientation. Yes, that's, completely fine. However, I think also some of it is socially conditioned. The reason why I say that is because there's, particularly in Africa, there's been tribes that practiced homosexuality. Mm. But that was a socially accepted norm. So were they born gay or were they socially conditioned to partake in activities? That's a question I want answered. And I don't think anyone's ever going to answer it because everyone's jumped on this bandwagon saying, you're born like that, you're born like that. Possibly, but there's also other things that that can happen.
Exactly.
And then you throw up bisexuality and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's way too deep for this podcast. That's way too deep.
I completely agree, though. I mean, I think everyone can only speculate, and you can think that someone's born like that, or you can think that they were, developed that way through social situations, which is kind of what I think. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm not gay, so I couldn't tell you.
That's it. We're seeing it from a heterosexual perspective.
Yeah.
Although I have very close friends that I have spoken to about this who are of other sexual orientations.
Mm.
And I have to say when it comes down to it and, within other sexual orientated communities, there seems to be that divide as well, whether, you're just stereotyping people. That's my question. Why do we have to stereotype
exactly.
people?
Exactly. Why do we have to stereotype people?
We got there eventually. That's it. Damon, that's your answer. Why do we have to stereotype people? And why do we have to put people in little categories and pegs and stuff?
I think that's a good question that needs to be answered. Somehow I think Damon was looking for something funny. He got something completely different.
Yeah, he was probably like, why do girls shave their underarms?
That's another question we want answered.
probably don't sound like that, but... Okay, James on Facebook asks, Facebook asks, high side or low side, preference and why? Now, I had to consult you on this one before the show. I had a feeling it was either a sex thing or a motorcycle thing.
Yeah, and it sounds like both. Definitely sounds like a sex thing.
It was high side or low side. I thought that was sexual positioning.
Yeah, high side is when you poo on someone. Low side is when you pee on someone. Neither are acceptable.
I was going to say it's like missionary or cowgirl. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, high side, low side.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, like I said, I'm not a computer professional. Clearly, I'm not a motorcycle professional. I just make motorcycle videos and I enjoy riding one. But low side and high side are two different types of crashes that you can have. So, if you're going around a corner, it's different to a car. Your center of gravity on the bike is completely different. So when you're turning around a corner, let's say you're turning left, your bike actually leans left into that turn, right? So you're on a 45-degree angle, depending on how fast you're going and how, you know, tight that turn is, you could be even lower. And if your back tire slides out or if you hit a pebble and something goes wrong, your bike can slide out from underneath you and you can land on the floor, right? That's called a low side. However, if you're going around a turn, you're still leaning left into that left turn. If you lose traction or something happens with your bike and your bike sits up straight to try and correct itself and regain traction, that flick motion of it going from a left lean to a straight upright motion could potentially flick you off the bike on the right-hand side of the bike, and that's called a high side. So my preference, if I was to have a high side or lower side, is probably a low side because you're closer to the ground, less, you don't have to fall as far. It could be just as devastating because when you fall, no matter whether it's a high side or a low side, you're still going to be sliding along the road and you're going to hit into something. So you could go underneath the truck or something like that, or hit into like a side rail and break some bones or kill yourself even. But a high side, I don't know, you're getting flicked up into the air. I think there's very little control in any accident situation, but I think that is just, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be flung up into the air. I don't know how far up I'm going to go. I don't know what I'm going to land on. And then once you do land, you're still sliding anyway, so you're gonna smash into something.
Yeah, I'm holding back the giggles because when you say flung up in the air, I'm imagining you doing like Cirque du Soleil. Mid accident. So, but
with my helmet on and a gold leotard. Oh shit!
And then all you need is super fast.
Yes.
I mean, so do you prepare, like going into turns, like as a preference when you go into turns, or as a, you know, it's something that just happens when you're in an accident? Like, I'm not sure how.
Yeah, no, it's just something that happens. I mean, you're going to every turn just about the same, you know, depending on how fast you're going. If you're going slow and you're just doing normal commuting speeds, you're not really hanging off the side of the bike like you see them do on the Supersport events, where they're pretty much hanging right off the bike into the turn. They've got their elbows and their knees dragging along the ground.
Oh, and they do the wibbly wobblies.
Yeah, so it can happen either way. Even if you're going really, really slow, if there's wet road and you go over an oily patch and you give it a bit too much gas or whatever it is, you could still your bike can still drop out from under you. I think there's less chance of you doing a high side and coming off the bike the slower you go. But I've never had a high side accident. I've only had a low side accident, so I'm not too sure on that one.
Hmm. There you go, James. I don't have a preference. I don't ride yet. I did have a couple of bingles on my BMX when I was a kid. But yeah, I was also hit by a car while I was riding a bike. Mm-hmm. So I really don't have a preference. He probably doesn't give a shit about my opinion anyway. He's like, who the fuck is this man?
He's probably not even listening to this episode.
Yeah. He's running off a fucking,
He tuned out when we started talking about the chest chits.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Kylie on Twitter asks, is this going to be any good?
What does Kylie look like? Is she a good looker? Do you look any good, Kylie? That's my question to you. And I don't know. You'd have to listen to the show up to this point and decide for yourself if it's any good. I hope that it is. I hope that my terrible mood hasn't put a downer on the atmosphere in this podcast, in this episode.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. And I'll give you Collie's Twitter handle when we get off the air. Is this going to be any good? So I reckon you've handled yourself pretty well, man. Given the state of affairs that you've been through recently, I think you're handling yourself very well, and you're being quite humorous, and you're being jolly.
Thank you very much. I am trying, and you're doing a lot to help me out. So that's awesome, and yeah, got a lot of support. I'd like to say as well that I got a lot of support, not only from you and my real life friends, but a lot of the people that follow me on Facebook, a lot of people that follow me on Twitter. I've already got a few messages just while recording this. A lot of people saying, if you need to talk to me, here's my number. Like, people actually giving me their phone numbers. So really, really appreciate that. That is awesome.
Having known you since you started your YouTube channel, I must say your subscribers and your followers, or whatever you call them, your little lead pins, they're an awesome bunch. I've seen them do this sort of stuff before, and yeah, they really support you. So it's really awesome to see.
Yeah, definitely. I love them. There's a few haters there, but to be completely honest, you can even gauge it from the likes and dislikes on the videos. I might get 4 dislikes on a video and 500 likes. The amount of love that I get on my content and the amount of love that these people show me just completely outweighs the negative stuff. I don't even see the negative stuff trickle through anymore. It's just really a lot of awesome people out there, and they say they're fans. I don't think they are. I just think they're awesome people that enjoy watching my stuff for some reason. I don't know why, because it's completely mindless crap that I put online. But I appreciate all of it. And yeah, you as well, and my other real life friends, you guys have really been great.
Super friends! And the people that hate you are probably the ones that like the pee and poo fetish.
That's
shit.
It, yeah. Hopefully Kylie's not one of the ones that hates me. We could start something here, Kylie. I got you, baby.
You've heard it, Kylie, if you're listening. Is a lead pin going to be any good? Is that what we should be asking?
I'll show you the size of my little pin.
Stephen on Facebook asks, do you guys have any phobias? Mm.
Yes. I've got phobias. I got, I think my biggest phobia are snakes. I cannot stand snakes at all. They freak me the fuck out, and they're there when you least expect them to be as well. And they're so fast, you can't outrun them. They're just a nasty-looking bastard, and I don't know. I've had the opportunity. I had, like, years ago when I was a little kid, I had a friend that used to keep pets as snakes as pets. Pets as snakes.
Pets as snakes. That's some bad attitude right
there. My dog. Pets. He's a snake. So yeah, I don't know. I had the opportunity to touch him, but I've never actually touched a lizard or a snake or anything like that. It just freaks me out. I don't know what they feel like. I don't want to see them. They're just weird. I can't even look at pictures of snakes. It freaks me out so much. Yeah.
Really?
And then there's spiders as well. Spiders kind of freak me out. Not as much as snakes. More the, like, if it's a lazy little spider that just sits in his web, that's fine, because I know where he is and I can kill him at any time. But when it's one of those huntsman things that jump and run and you just can't see them, one minute they're there, the next minute they're gone.
Yeah, spiders. Mm. Spiders are bastards. My two phobias are spiders as well and bridges over water.
Really?
So with the... Yeah, with the spiders, it's especially hard for me because I am a Buddhist, as you know. Many people might not know that. And we don't believe in killing things. So when there's a spider, I have to pluck some courage out of some God knows where friggin' point in my behind to try and catch the spider and set it free outside. And I hate it. I've had to do it in front of my girlfriend. I've had to do it in front of friends. I've had to do it at work. And I hate it. The biggest one I've had to do was I was working in a library and I had to get rid of a huntsman out of a children's library. And, that wasn't fun. I didn't enjoy that.
You should just let it eat the kids, man. You should kill them. I've seen you playing games. We play games together all the time on PC and Xbox. And I can hear you yelling at me, fucking die, you cock, and you're trying to shoot me in the game. You're just a little.
Yep.
You're it's the nastiest Buddhist I've ever met. You're so violent. You're so aggressive. You scare me sometimes.
Look, when we're in the virtual world, I don't think the universe actually sees that sort of stuff. So as far as my karma is completely void of that, I think.
When you're in the virtual world, you're a regular Christian like the rest of us.
My second phobia is bridges over water. I'm actually a really good swimmer. I started swimming at a really young age. I think the fear is being trapped and not being able to do anything. So it's mainly if I'm in a vehicle.
Yeah.
The worst area I have this phobia, and it's funny that this question should come up today because of what happened last night, is that damn bridge. If you've ever traveled on the Fremantle line, in Perth, on the train, you'll know what this damn bridge is. It's literally like just the rails, and you're either side, you're just looking over at water.
Yeah. Well,
last night, a huge, big-ass ship bloody lost its mooring and hit this damn bridge. You know, if there was a train going over there, it would have plummeted.
Oh.
That's like my worst fear. It's like as soon as I heard that, I was like, that fucking bridge.
Oh, man.
That bridge is a bastard. I hate that line. I hope they get rid of that damn bridge.
That is a bit of a weird bridge. It does, it does leave you with a bit of an uneasy feeling when you go over it.
Yeah, I'm Buddhist, but I pray to every single freaking deity there is. Well. I hate
Jesus. I know we don't speak very often, but if you're listening to this, and if Buddha doesn't pull through on me, I need you to save my ass. Oh, man.
Ganesh, I like elephants. I know you have many arms, but please see me through here with your whimsical trunk.
Yes. Oh, man. That's crazy. So spiders, snakes, and bridges over water.
Yeah. That's our do's and don'ts on the podcast, the official list.
Especially with all the sharks in the river too, man. Whew, there's another phobia, sharks.
I'm actually not too bad with sharks. Mm-hmm. Because I know you're a surfer, I'm a bodyboarder. Yeah. I've never had any issues with sharks. Although, where I normally go, they have had reports of bull sharks in the murky water, so I haven't been there since. Bull sharks are another story. I don't mind your general run-of-the-mill shark who's just a bit of a shark.
Yeah.
Shark. You know, they're just sharking around, being a shark, doing what sharks do, doing shark stuff, you know, sharking it here, sharking it there.
Sharking it everywhere. Sharting.
But yeah, like, shark.
Shark shirts.
The shark shots before he did the shop of heart. bull sharks scare the absolute flipping shit out of me because they don't give a shit what they do.
Yeah, bull sharks and tiger sharks. I think I'm more scared of those two than I am great whites and shit like that. But like you said, I don't fear them as much when I'm surfing. Don't really think about it. There's always that fear in the back of your head, but at the same time, not like everybody else who thinks that they need to kill every shark in the world just to make the beaches safer. It's like, okay, I'm going out, I'm going to surf, I'm in their world now, and there's not much I can do about it. If I don't want to get bitten, just stay on the beach.
Yeah, well, that's it. And I always make sure I'm with people and, you avoid the, dusk and dawn, that sort of thing. You minimize your risk as much as you can.
Yeah, and always go out with someone who's a terrible swimmer.
Yeah, I've noticed though. I think it's because I'm a rotund sort of person. People seem to crowd around me when I'm bodyboarding, and I'm just wondering if that's like a natural defense mechanism because they assume the shark's going to go for the hefty mammal.
Well, you know what you're going to do? Like, people will hang around the slowest person and the biggest target. Not saying anything bad about you here. But what you got to do is just take a knife with you because the shark will go for where the blood is, and either hang around women because they potentially on that that time of the month, or carry a knife with you and just stab the nearest bloke as soon as you see a fin. If it's a dolphin, then they only got to deal with a stab wound. If it's a shark, you get away and they get to deal with like a fucked up leg and life and a stab wound. So dark. So dark.
That went to a weird place very quickly.
Just totally going bad.
Okay, the last one. Squint. He's probably been waiting this the entire podcast. He knows his question's coming. He knows what he asked, the dirty bastard. Squinty.
I love this question.
Have you ever faked an orgasm while masturbating? Squints. We need to have a talk, buddy.
And just in case people didn't hear that, it's like not just faked an orgasm. Have you ever faked an orgasm while masturbating? That's the question. I guess it comes down to what kind of porn you've been watching. No, I've never faked an orgasm while masturbating.
Actually.
No.
Come to think of it, I may have. You know those times when you're like a teenager and you've got that special, I can't believe I'm going to tell this story. I'm going to tell it. I'm probably, yeah.
I'm hopefully on the edge no of my future, seat, literally.
Hopefully no future employees are listening to this. Sorry, if future employers, but, I may have been a horny teenager at one stage. May have. And I may have had a girlfriend, which I may have alluded to before.
Ah.
The only way we could be together in that special way was doing the old dialing the phone and ringing each other and touching and heavy breathing.
Yeah, I see.
Anyway, the first time we did it,
mm-hmm.
right, we did the deed. I may have got freaked out. I was into it. I was a happy little Maddie. I was going at it.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend at the time, thank goodness we're no longer in contact, so there's probably no chance she'll ever listen to this podcast. She started climaxing.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, wow, this is wicked. But I'm not sure exactly. I never discussed this with her. And I never got confirmation, but I swear she was yelling, I want a woman.
Oh.
I want a woman. And being a well, I was 14 at the time. 14 year old guy, I was just like, whoa, what? So yeah, I may have faked
that one. Did you fake the moans in a female voice for her at least?
I honestly can't remember.
Should have done it. That's what she wanted, man. She wanted a woman. I hope you gave her a woman's orgasm. But I never thought about it like that. Look at you, he's so down.
Well, I'm the one that's going to be editing this episode. So if you're hearing this, somehow I have been either distracted or I've become really brave or really stupid to admit this. But yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I never actually thought about it like that. Kudos to you to thinking about it like that, because I just assumed when Squint asked the question that, you know, masturbating, you generally do it by yourself. But yeah, that you get the phone sex situation.
Cyber sex.
Yeah.
That's and the sexting. I'm not sure how that works these days. I just don't understand it. There's just too many things going on. You're trying to concentrate on what you're typing in one hand, and you're trying to jiggle and jaggle with the other hand.
Yeah. And then
you know,
if you're
taking pictures.
And if you've got the Samsung Note 3, you'd actually need two hands for that keyboard as well. So you're fucked.
Oh, and the stylus. Yeah. Ooh, that stylus. You've got to get that stylus
That's
in there.
When you need to invest in the Auto Blow 2. And that can do its job on your penis. It's completely hands-free. And you can type with both hands. I don't have an Auto Blow 2. If you would like to send me one, you can. Also, if you'd like to have phone sex or sext me or anything like that, go ahead. I'll put my details somewhere in this video for you.
We can have phone sex. We can hang up this now, and you can yell that you want a woman all you want, and I'll be ready for that because I'm already prepared.
Well, why don't we just take this to Chatterbait? We could get money for it. People can put money down. You and I have a good old rub session, and everybody wins.
Do they like fat people on there? Will I get money?
Oh, I don't know. I hope they like helmets because they're going to have two in my video.
Right, that brings an end to the question and answers and the end to our podcast. Mm. It's been a good one.
Yeah, I kind of...
You turned yourself around. You doubted yourself and you become a superhero.
Yeah.
Super fast.
Yeah, I was a bit worried about it going into it, and I didn't feel like I was pulling my weight at the beginning of it, but I kind of feel really good after recording that, and hopefully the people stick around and enjoy it as well, because, I don't know, I think it's awesome.
Team Lead Sox, we got you back. Where can people find you on the web, my man?
People can find me on YouTube at www.youtube.com/leadpin. And you can also find me on Twitter at leadpin. And you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/leadpin. And where can folks find you, Mr. Matty?
They can find me cowering in the corner after this episode after I revealed my most intimate details about my 14-year-old love life. Besides that, they can find me on the Twitter at I Wear Odd Socks with a Z. You've got to get that Russian emphasis. It's a Z at the end of the socks. You can find – that was what did I say? That was Twitter. You can find me on the web at iwearoddsocks.com. The site is – really outdated. It's got some old blog shit on there, which I'm hopefully going to clear up and get it all spick and span. I also have Facebook, but it's just a personal account. You can add me if you want, but that's it. I wear old socks as well. Yeah. If you want to follow the podcast, if you just come across this and you have no idea where to find us, I have no idea how you've managed to do that. And thank you for partaking in this wonderful hour and a bit of wonderful super farts. And I want women... hiding, masturbating, Matty.
And shitting on Jack.
Oh, yeah, don't forget that. Yeah, great source. if you want to find us online, you can hit us up on Facebook. Just search Lead Sox Cast. Give us a like. You can find us on Twitter at Lead Sox with a Z as well. You got to get that Z on there. Just remember the Z, the Z. And you can find us on the web at leadsocks.iwearoddsocks.com. You can also download us on iTunes. People who are downloading us on iTunes, please rate us. It helps us out tremendously, gets us a little bit more popular, and encourages us to keep them going.
Yeah, give us a damn
keep
rating.
Keep this podcast going. And you can also find us on Stitcher. Just search for Stitcher Radio. Just search for Lead Sox as well. And yeah, that's basically where you can find us.
Sounds good. And hopefully next week, all being well, we'll record on Monday again.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. I might be having phone sex.
Oh, yeah, with each other. Let's record that and upload that. It's already got the plus 18 warning on our iTunes thing. May as well give them some fake orgasms. And how do you shit on someone's chest over the phone? I don't know. We can work that out.
On that note, thank you for listening.